This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, you will get your Wednesday dose of Bumbleo. Also, Ellie, our listener, gives us her guide to what not to write on dating bios, and she brings all the sass. I also need to issue a cringe warning, which I should have done at the time, but I'm doing it just for you lovely podcast listeners. Chris doesn't think it's possible to be so in love as some people claim to be on Instagram. We have a couple that really are. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Naked Martin. This is a request for Chris and Ria to say hope you had a great wedding and a wonderful honeymoon.
I just wanted to play again.
Scott has missed you, and so are the listeners. All the best.
The noise at the end. Sent that to my mother-in-law.
Well, what Naked Martin?
Naked Martin, just to say, look, these are some of the funny things that have been going on after the wedding. She was genuinely disgusted by it.
Right, I know. I sent it to someone last night, and they were like, can you not, please? And I was like, it's just... there's a naked man, don't worry about it.
Also, Naked Martin attempted to slide into my DMs last night on Instagram.
No, real.
Real. Actually started the message. I've not replied. You know where it says you can like approve messages from someone? I've not done it. It says, I'll do it in the voice. Hi, Chris. It's me, Naked Martin. Just wanted to say, hope you liked the video message.
Oh, lovely.
Already seen an increase in requests this evening.
I knew he would. I knew he would. This is a guy that went viral during the World Cup because he was completely naked, waving flags, going, it's coming home. And Chris is now obsessed. You were sending me messages about him all last night. It needs to stop. Radio 1. Scott Mills. The heatwave, though, is off, guys. Top's on, everyone. It's over.
The heatwave of summer 2018 is now easing away, and we're all going to see some cooler and fresher conditions.
If Carol Kirkwood says it is, then it is.
No 30s anywhere to be seen on this chart. Yesterday, as I mentioned, the top temperature was just over 33. Today, we're looking at round about the mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. Aidan McGivern from Met Office also agrees.
What a difference one day makes. Much cooler, particularly for the southeast of England on Wednesday.
You're not wrong, I've been sweating for weeks.
Winter is coming.
For many parts of the UK today, it is going to feel fresher than it did yesterday. And we're looking at a few showers. Some of those showers could also prove to be heavy.
Do you ever feel a bit sorry for Carol?
Why?
Because they send her the length and breadth of the country, don't they? And it's really early in the morning. She would have had to start driving at 2. Hello, here I am in the Lake District. She lives in London.
I saw something about her daily routine.
It's
and it's
mad.
One of those, it's like bed by 5 p.m.
Yeah, she drives through the night to present the weather at those different locations. She doesn't want to do that. She just wants to be on the top of this building doing it.
Scott Mills.
Lee from Bristol says, can we have Chris's song about the cat wearing a tie on the Bumbleo Gap today? Oh, yeah, what do you want for the Gap, by the way? What do you want? 81199, that was your version of 4 out of 5 by Arctic Monkeys.
We're at Wednesday already, are we?
Already Wednesday, yeah.
Bumbleo Wednesday, wow.
Right, earlier this week, and this was Monday, so you weren't here, we were discussing the terrible and kind of cliche things that people put on their dating app bios. So you know, like, when you're swiping, it normally says something about them, and it's like...
here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, those. Or like... I'm 5'9", but don't know why anyone needs to know that. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're like, there are ones that keep on popping up, the same ones. And people think they're being clever and funny by putting them on. But actually, they're really overused.
Mm.
So we've got a girl who's going to speak to us in the next 10 minutes. And her and her mates, from what I understand, have compiled an entire list of the ones where, I mean, you're just going to get an immediate swipe off.
This is potentially a good service
for
people that think that they might be clever or original or funny, but probably aren't.
Yeah, because like you can see these things online and be like, that's good, I'm going to put it on my bio, without realising that it's on like thousands of other people's bios, you know? So anyone that really is on dating apps at the moment, listen up, because according to a group of girls, these are the ones that will definitely not get you a date. And that'll be at 1:40 this afternoon.
Scott Mills.
What not to put on dating app bios. So Ellie is on with this. So you and your girlfriends all got together and did this, right?
Well, we were discussing it over cocktails and we like to get together and have a little swipe sesh.
Yeah.
And we realised we were seeing...
Do you do that as a group?
Oh, yeah. If there's someone we know our friends will like, we'll just forward them on to them.
What do you mean, though? So are you representing one person or are you as a group coming to a decision?
Well, we'll all have our phones out. We'll all be swiping. And then we know each other's types. They're really different. So it's really efficient.
I never thought of dating app swiping as a group activity. This is brilliant.
It's a syndicate.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very social event.
If anyone else does this as a social evening, like maybe you plan your evening, get the girls around or the boys and actually do this together, let me know, please, on 81199. I never even thought about that.
No, it's a swipe party.
I thought it was a solo activity.
But so if you're doing it as a group, though, and you swipe, surely you're matching with that person. So then do you have to put a message on there saying, oh, actually, I swiped on behalf of someone else?
Well, there's a feature that you can share someone with your friends. So we just text them across. It's like a little link.
Didn't even know that.
This is blowing my mind. Right, so in a second, if you don't mind, can we go through the list of stuff that you and the girls compiled over cocktails, which is an absolute no-no, so all the boys listening know to either not put it on their dating bios or to remove it at once, OK?
OK, Listen up.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
So many people have, like, Tinder parties, like swipe parties. Didn't even know that.
No, I wasn't aware it was a thing.
Ellie's with us. Hey, Ellie.
Hi.
Now, she and her friends have created a list of all the things that you should not put on your dating bios. These are absolute no-nos, right?
Absolutely. This is an educational day for everyone listening.
Right, okay. So, and this is compiled, remember, by a group of girls. So, boys, listen up, because these are not okay.
Okay. Well, the first one is, I'm 20, not 25. I don't know why it says that. Eye roll emoji. Because you're an idiot and you sign up to Facebook when you were 9. Stop lying. You know why.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What else?
Looking for a travel buddy. Please travel away from me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, this one is... I'm stressed out reading it myself.
Okay.
Professional spider catcher and big spoon.
Oh, no. Any big or little spoon, I'm not okay with.
Seriously, I'm so weak. Please save me from a bug. Finally, a big, strong man on Tinder. Jeez.
Oh, is that?
I love your sass, by the way. Can I just say?
The professional spider catcher? I didn't get that one. So is that what people write on there just to sound impressive?
Yeah, it's like, well, I'll catch a spider for you, babe.
Oh, because I get it.
Oh, you're so scared of spiders because you're a girl. Get
right,
lost.
Got you.
Yeah. Oh. Right. You just know that they're going to be scared of spiders anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this one. Runner-up of a beauty contest in Monopoly.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh, but that is rubbish.
I quite like that.
Yeah, I mean, you and everybody else. See ya.
What else? What else is a no?
Animal lover. Yes, I love them more than people. Oh, so quirky and unique. Jesus.
I would love a night out with you.
Keep lining them up and I just keep batting them away. All right, this one, it always comes in a list and it's always accompanied with an emoji. Own home, home emoji. Own car, car emoji. Gym lover, bicep emoji. Gin connoisseur. No, you're not. No, you're not. Shut up.
No one's a gin connoisseur.
Who is a gin connoisseur? You go to the local, you get your Gordon's, other gins available,
right,
and you sit there and you drink the same one every day.
In all bar one.
Gin connoisseur, that's always
Yates's.
On.
Oh, this is, I think this is going to really help people out, you know.
Oh, I hope so. I really hope people are taking notes because it's just not acceptable.
Where do you stand on like reviews? References?
Yeah, have you got any of those that are on the list?
Yeah. Oh. 5 stars, handsome young man, my nan. 5 stars, best date ever, Megan Fox. 5 stars, my hero, Spider-Man. 1 star, I'm not giving you a review, stop talking to me, my ex.
Oh, lol.
Boys, if you're listening, they're not funny. Everyone has them. I don't know why. Just stop, just please, for the love of Tinder.
This is so good. Are there any, like, Snapchat or Instagram names that grind your gears?
Well, our example is Tom the Lad, 6969.
The old 69s.
Blocked. What year is this?
Ellie, this has been an education and a delight.
I'm glad I could educate the world.
Yeah. I mean, some people are not going to like this because it will be on their bios, but, like, you know, they can choose what to do. But from a group of girls that seem to know what they want, this is good. This is good.
You're not looking for a gin connoisseur,
no.
Are you?
No, I don't even like gin, so you're not impressing me.
No.
You're not looking for a gin connoisseur who could save you from spiders, who is a gym lover and also is called Tom the Lad. 6969. That's your idea of
how. I mean, when you put it like that, absolutely not.
Right, get back in touch with us if there's any more, because I know there will be.
I will be, absolutely.
Love you, bye.
I'm sure there'll be some new trends. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Vicky on Twitter says, "Yas, queen, to the girl on Scott Mills' show, speaking on behalf of women all over the UK. Hey, Lou in rugby." He's like, "Can you rate my bio?" Bio no longer needed, not up anymore because loved up, but muggle in the streets, wizard in the sheets. Yes, I like.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Some of these dating bios are really making me lol. Loads of them are being sent in now. Some of them I can't read. Right, here's an idea. Ellie, that we spoke to, who gave us a list of all the things she doesn't like on dating app bios, who is brave enough to read yours out to her and have her rate your bio tomorrow? Be strong.
It's a good idea as well. Think about it. This could really help.
Yeah. So let us know if you're up for it. Tell us what your bio is. She could probably, you know, it'd be constructive. She could maybe improve it for you somehow. Or she might really like it. 81199.
Scott Mills.
This guy's come up with a great idea. New dating app idea. Upload all your photos to the dating app upside down so that people have to turn their phones. If you're not that good looking or, you know, not that hot in your pictures, they will swipe left. But then, of course, because upside down, they've now swiped right. I don't want to like them, we
be honest. Scott Mills.
Okay, so at this time of week, we like to say, yeah, we're halfway through and we play Bambaleo by the Gypsy Kings and we will have a little celebratory dance. Is that okay with you, hon? Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Bambaleo. First one back for a while. Yeah. Hope you haven't forgotten how to do it. First, it's Katy Perry and Noah Davis on American Idol.
My name's Noah Davis. I'm from Royal, Arkansas, and I'm 18 years old.
Wow.
18. Wig, okay.
Wig, did you just say wig?
Yes.
I know, wig. I feel that already.
What is wig?
What is wig?
No, it's not your language. It's just for us. Wig.
We're on.
Oh, come on,
we're here.
Man.
We're here together.
I love you.
I love you
so much.
Oh my
God. Noah?
Yes, sir.
You're blushing just a wee bit.
You think
so? I know.
I am ready for my wig to go flying.
I hope it does go flying.
Out of this room.
Wig. What day is Father's Day?
The question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Classic. Chris from yesterday's show.
Can I open my eyes?
Go.
Oh, wow. Okay, fine.
Now,
so you've been busy?
Do you know who that is?
Why am I watching this?
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Right, who's
this
that?
This is the video that I sent to all of you guys.
And this was the video.
Hi, this is Naked Martin. This is a request for Chris and Ria to say hope you had a great wedding and a wonderful honeymoon. Scott has missed you, and so are the listeners. All the best.
Why is he shaking it?
Gave it a little twirl at the end. And now over to BBC Breakfast.
So, James, let's talk about The Observer. Social minging.
Oh no, we can't.
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
Where?
Michael Jackson, we all love you. We all miss you, Michael Jackson.
And from our friends in New Zealand.
Lift my scooter outside the dairy, Nick Minnett.
P. Pete Tong on Radio 1.
And Dennis Crew's crazy After Hours mix is on the way, which gets me so excited, I have to knock one out myself.
Where's that one from? I don't remember that.
How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonder, though still wonder, will be wonder. Michael Jackson.
Wig, okay.
There's a cat on the moon with a little hat and a hooded claw. He's friends with a bat. The moon face is made from cheese. It smiles at me. It hands me the keys. I'm floating around like a big butterfly. I look at the cat. It's now wearing a tie. 4 stars out of 5.
Hello, Wally.
Wig.
Wig. Someone called Wally on the M1. That gap made my wig go right out the wagon. Good. We've got Danny in Rochester, bumbling her beans off. Michael Jackson, a welcome return, says Steve in Norwich.
Absolutely, it was a massive gap. Come on, halfway through the week, everyone, let's bumbleo hard.
Laura is bumbling her pipettes off in the lab in Oxford. That gap, her wig flew.
Bumbleo.
This show is really stupid, I've just realised. Yes. Really, really stupid. Like, really... Anyway. Great Gap Mill says, Gaz in Wolverhampton, it gave me more stability.
Gave me more stability. Yeah, Ben on the A38, bumbling. Yes! Dan plastering in Nottingham right now, bumbling his trousers off.
Come on, where's the rest of you? Come on. My stomach hurts, immense gap, says Alex. Bumbling in York, in the machine, that's Nick.
Mike bumbling his cultivator off, wig.
Ted in Northamptonshire.
Yummy. Come on. Wig. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Spare wig.
Wig, okay.
Sophie in Stirling. Loving life, loving the gap, says Dan in Essex. Ben on the A1 says a simple yas. Connor from Devon in stitches at the gap today, thank you.
Sam and Jevon, also in Devon, plastering someone's gaff. Wig.
Faye in Middlesbrough. Daniel from Great Yarmouth. And TJ in Huddersfield, thanks for being on.
CLC!
Give me more stability.
Blazing!
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, stop it! One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know.
Twins.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
Chris, a lot of people are saying these super loved-up couples do exist. Kat and Leicester. Me and my boyfriend Craig are one of those couples. I didn't think it was possible. Nah. It is. We've been together nearly a year now. As an example, when he leaves mine in the morning, we kiss goodbye in the house, then outside my door, then he drives his van down from the parking spot and stops for extra goodbye kisses.
That's... No. No, you see, what I'm saying is that everyone likes to portray, or a lot of couples portray this like, oh, it's absolutely perfect, yeah, everyone's loving it. It's like, doesn't actually...
But
happen all the time, like you're making out.
They say they don't actually post much publicly. Like, there's not really a lot on Insta. But rest assured, any Facebook comment we post to each other or message always has about 10 heart emojis and 10 X's. Okay, we're going to discuss this after three. If you're one of those sickeningly in-love couples, let us know.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Yeah, it's okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you. Right, so you're more of a Chris fan on bangers, which I always like to hear, but then everyone says that, and sometimes they manage to change their minds because of my power. What are you doing today?
Working.
Where is that?
Working Kent.
Okay. Dover, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Pretty all right, boring. So listen. Chris won yesterday with like a G6.
My banger choice today. Do you know what, Chloe? If you're normally a fan of me on bangers, I've gone for a very different tack today, but it's a proper banger, but not in the like conventional sense. I really hope you're going to like it. It's a big decision from you today because it is one of my favourite songs. Don't mean to put the pressure on.
Oh. How am I supposed to compete with that?
Well, it depends, because have you bought the bangers today, Scott?
Well, let's find out, shall we? Good song, right, Chloe, yes?
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani, what are you waiting for?
Oh, it is annoyingly good. Okay, my banger choice today. Very different. Go with it. It's this. This is such a forgotten gem. This is Twister featuring Kanye West and Jamie Foxx. And this song is Slow Jams.
Oh, what a coincidence.
I'm a massive Kanye West fan.
Yeah, it just says on my sheet here, she is a massive fan of Kanye West.
Oh, but seriously, we don't hear this song enough anymore. I don't think it's for good reasons.
Right, are you rigging this?
What? No, listen, I'm serving says, up a good banger here.
It says on my paper she's a massive fan of Kanye West, so the chances of that happening are pretty slim. Chloe, over to you.
I'm going to go with Chris.
Yeah, okay. You don't get really fast raps like that anymore, do you?
No, not over that kind of slow beat. Wow.
Doing bits to...
I was doing... Well...
Sorry?
No, I wasn't. What I mean is it's just that kind of song. I wasn't.
Not during the show.
No, I wasn't. Absolutely not.
That was Twister and Kanye West on BBC Radio 1. 2 days in a row, he's won now, hasn't he?
Scott Mills.
So, Chris was saying earlier, he doesn't believe that relationships can be as perfect as they look on Instagram.
I think we see so much of this, like, glossy side to relationship. People so, like, mushy, mushy, sickeningly in love, and I don't believe it for a minute.
Hello, Will.
Hello, mate.
What are you saying?
I mean, to be honest, it's a bit concerning that if he's just got married and he's already thinking like this...
No, because I'm not saying that it's that you're not in love with someone. I'm saying that happens, but I'm saying that it doesn't actually exist that there's a couple that are like proper sickeningly in love. Like,
never argue.
Do I mean never argue? It's not like that.
I know it definitely is though. Like we haven't argued once at all.
Come on.
No, honestly, we haven't at all.
Well, so you are in real life like you are on Instagram.
Yeah, completely. 100%.
Are you with your... is it girlfriend?
I've got her on the line.
Yeah, girlfriend.
Oh, she's here as well.
Yeah, it's Will and Kate. Yeah. Will and Kate, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Or Katie. Hi.
Hi. Scott, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm from Eastleigh.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I know. Devastated.
So am I.
You're like the Eastleigh Disney couple.
We've just moved house, actually, to Parkgate, but that's my family.
Oh,
are you?
Someone's doing well.
Someone's doing very well.
Next to the boats there, is it?
Yeah, I love it.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's dig down on this then. So there's nothing that either of you do that annoys the other person?
He loves him to pieces. He's a bit of a faffer. He faffs around in the morning.
Oh, here we go.
God knows why.
The cracks are starting to show.
But, yeah, exactly, Scott. No one's perfect. But, you know, it doesn't mean that we don't get along really well. I just have to be a little bit... I just get impatient with him.
Okay, so you see, well, already what you've said isn't true.
Hey, no, Scott.
What are you doing?
Sorry, Will's getting cross now.
He's going to go full Jeremy Kyle in a minute, rapidly. So, Will, what makes this so perfect? What is the, like, grossly lovely things that you both do for each other?
Like, we get on really well, like, we make each other laugh.
Aww. And he makes me excellent lunches and always writes a little note in there for me.
What does the note say?
Just how much he loves me and how beautiful my eyes are, stuff like that.
On your lunch?
He writes it on a little paper towel, and sometimes it's a bit awkward because I open it in front of the other teachers at work, and they've all got like their rubbish sandwiches, and I've got a beautifully homemade mayonnaise.
That's really weird. Imagine you've got beautiful eyes on a baguette.
That's true love. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want that much cheese and pickle, thanks.
What's going on there, Will? What's with the notes? I've not heard of this before.
You've got beautiful eyes.
Note, like your missus or anything like that.
Right. Oh, I sometimes... No, I have done.
You've left notes?
Like,
where?
I went to Glasgow for work and like wrote her letters for every day that I was away.
Oh, my God.
From Glasgow? What do you mean?
Just, what, isn't
just like
letters of
little cute things.
How I was feeling.
What, you posted them?
Yeah.
Except there was a bit of a backfire and they arrived after we got home. But never mind. It was still really cute.
You actually went to the post office, got some stamps and posted a letter a day.
Yeah, well, I mean, mate, once you're in love...
Mate,
like,
do
it.
Some work. Are you up there for work?
Why didn't you text?
Yeah, I was there for work. I did work as well, but, you know, in the evening, so I could relax, just write her a little letter and then put it in postbox.
Just ring her.
Are you the type of couple that leave little voice messages and things?
Yes, we
all
are.
The time.
Before we lived together, like we were texting and phoning and stuff, but because Will still lived with his mum, he would like be leaving little voice messages, so it wasn't like a really long phone call that she could listen to. And then it just became like 3 hour long, you know, back and forth of voice messages until one of us fell asleep.
Oh. Just call each other.
Can, yeah, exactly.
I know.
Can you two just give us a little example of how that would have played out?
Okay, Will? Right, here we go. So yeah, let's do a bit of role play here. Actually, we'll do it after this. Wait right there.
Scott Mills.
Will and Katie from Southampton are on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
They are sickeningly in love.
Yep.
Right, so let's get to this role play voice notes thing. Will, I'll leave you to start, just so we can hear how it would play out. Okay?
All right. Okay. Hey, babe, just got home. How about to make some dinner? Give me some ideas, and I've got a bunch of marking to do. Hope you're right. Can't wait to see you tomorrow, so I can give you a massive smooch and a big old cuddle. Mwah!
Hey, Jindana, I've missed you all day. I think you should make that really nice chicken and pesto thing, and then leave some for me, and then we can have it tomorrow night as well. I just got in. I'm really tired. Wish you were here to give me a little foot rub, and I can't wait to see you. Mwah!
Hello, mon petit chouchou de l'amour. Just about to have a shower and then I'll leave you another voice note once I'm nice and clean and getting ready for bed.
Wait, Will, what is that French?
What, the mon petit chouchou de l'amour?
Yes.
It's my little love puff.
In French.
French.
My little love puff.
That's your name for her?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mon petit chouchou de l'amour.
Sorry, Katie, did I hear yours right? Your pet name for him's the ginger nut.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what they say about gingers, Chris?
What do they say?
I'm
going to have to Google that.
Well, say. Might as well.
Curtains match the carpet.
Oh.
Okay. Well, it's lovely. It's wonderful.
Sure, Jan.
My little ginger choo-choo petit de l'amour.
I've got to be honest, Chris, we've done a lot of digging here and I think that they have completely proved you wrong. They are perfect for each other.
Yeah, definitely.
They are definitely 100% in love all of the time.
Yeah, yeah. It all sounds very sort of Disney, doesn't it?
Right, it is Disney.
So it does exist.
We do actually sing Disney songs to each other as well.
Oh, God.
Maybe we'll finish on that.
Let's finish on that. Can we have I Can Show You the World, that one, right?
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell
call me Ginger Nat. Since when did you last left your heart behind?
Okay, I've got to go.
Oh, you're so sick.
No, I'm good.
Oh, sorry, mate.
I think you are. I think you two are cute as.
Oh. Okay.
Thanks, guys. Good to speak.
Guys. All right,
thank
you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio 1's Teen Heroes.
Hey, the Teen Awards are back for another year, and we are heading to the SSC Arena in London on the 21st of October, so it's a bit earlier this year. Every year, we give you the chance to nominate someone who you think is absolutely out of this world amazing. So this is your chance. If you know someone who inspires others, shows courage or bravery or both, or makes a real difference in the community, you can nominate them today, and they could be on stage at Wembley in front of thousands of people collecting a Teen Hero Award. And what a nice thing to do to pay it back for them.
Oh, it's amazing, especially for people that never do this for an actual award. But this whole event is about honouring those people and giving them that chance to be on a stage. And it is the most special time, isn't it?
It's people, yeah, totally. It's people that do this stuff out of kindness and love. We read each and every entry that you send us, and then we just whittle them down to three very deserving winners. So two of last year's teen heroes were Holly and Ollie, who care for their mum. And they set up a charity to support other young carers who have a parent or guardian with mental health difficulties. And here's what me and Scarlett Moffat did last year to help them celebrate being picked for the special award.
I'm Scarlett Moffat, and I'm about to surprise the wonderful Holly and Ollie. What they don't know is that I have actually got a few tickets kicking around in my pocket for me, Holly and Ollie and Scott to go to Thorpe Park. Right, so the planet of action is stealth, which scores a 0-80 miles an hour in 3 seconds.
Oh, no.
Do you want to hear my big word? Apprehensive.
Scott just went...
I'm having a great day. I've just been on the Dodgems, actually. We've won a massive bear, which is bigger than both of the teen heroes put together.
We're bent on detonator. It's basically like a huge drop tower.
Did you look?
What, when we were up at the top? Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Kept going higher and higher, and then Ollie started shouting about chicken nuggets, and then before I knew it, I was on the ground, and now I'm shaking.
Today's been really good, and it's really fun, like, being a teen hero.
Best day ever.
I just think that Holly and Ollie, for everything that they do for their mum, they're just amazing. They're just one in a million.
I really, really hope that me and Scarlett have given them the day out that they thoroughly deserve. So we want you to basically nominate an all-round teen legend, someone who has made a difference in the community, maybe volunteers, has overcome some very difficult times, or is a great campaigner or a brilliant fundraiser. Someone that always goes the extra mile is what we're looking for, and we could be celebrating them on stage at Wembley in October at the Teen Awards. But you must nominate them now. You can nominate someone on the Radio 1 website anytime, but do it like when you think about it, right? Otherwise, it'll just slip your mind. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Nominations close at 9 p.m. on Sunday, the 12th of August, 2018. Nominees must be aged between 12 and 17, and the winners will be recognised by coming out live on stage with us during the Teen Awards, where they will collect their much-deserved Teen Hero Award in front of 10,000 screaming people. The Teen Awards is at SSE Arena, Wembley in London, on Sunday, the 21st of October. And the winners will be announced on Radio 1 by the 19th of October. Full terms and conditions and privacy notices available at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Teen Heroes. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, no. I'm going to get it.
Get what?
An email's just gone round.
Oh,
you seen it? All staff. Please cascade to anyone else you think might need to know. What do you mean cascade? Whoever says cascade in the real world? Just a quick a note to let you know that a couple of staff have been diagnosed with shingles. Both stayed at home from diagnosis, so should not have been in the building when contagious. Okay.
So when the email instructs us, Just use normal words, by the way. Why the cascade? Why have I got to cascade this information?
Sorry about this, Shauna, for reading this out. But, like, I'm going to get it now. I just know I will. I know, apparently
well,
it's
yeah, then you'll cascade it to me, and I'll cascade it to Devon Alice, and then I'll... what's going to happen then?
Who's going to take over the station? Well, I can tell you now, Jordan North. But, like, what if he gets it as well? And we're just doomed.
If it cascades to literally everyone in here.
And I'm the person that will get it, you know that.
Scott Mills.
Shingle Mills.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1, and James, the private investigator, will join us at 1:40. Scott Mills.